thanks for everyone for being here. We're really excited about our trip. 2 days away. It's been a long time coming. How we got approached about taking this trip to Haiti, an organization called Mission of Hope, Haiti. They're out of Austin, Texas. A gentleman by the name of Jay Richardson, who is an Aggie, approached me during the season about taking a trip to go serve the beautiful people of Haiti. And I said, we're a little bit busy right now, Jay. Can we talk after the season? He said, absolutely. And he revisited me, and I was already excited about it. And so he started talking about the opportunity to go and serve with Mission of Hope. They do short-term mission trips with different groups, different universities, different churches, just different organizations who desire to go. And my initial desire was to get a group of the football guys and go serve. But it grew a little bit beyond football, and we have a great group of student-athletes going. So Jay Richardson approached me. I was excited about it, and then once the season was over, we really started talking, and it gained a lot of momentum, and we got the university got behind us, you know, just saying, you know, it'd be a great opportunity, and so we're leaving in 2 days.
All right. Trevor, how about your background?
Yeah, so this is my fourth trip to Haiti. Back my freshman year at OU, I had the opportunity to kind of get in a group with through FCA to get invited on that trip with OU. And went down there, and initially people said, you know, it'll change your life. And, you know, I was a Christ believer and, you know, a pretty strong Christian. And, I kind of shrugged that off and then went down there with a group of my teammates and other athletes from the university. And it really did. It was a life changer. It was a perspective changer. You know, it wasn't just going down there and serving for a few days. It was going down there and intimately talking with your teammates and letting Haiti get to your heart. And it changed the culture not only of our locker room up there, but of our campus. We ended up, you know, starting prayer circles on campus and things like that with not just football guys, but athletes from the whole campus. And it was really powerful. So ended up going two more years after that. And each year, you know, Haiti just grabbed a hold of my heart and I loved it. And so, you know, decided to head out and came down here. And the week I was here, I get a call from Mikado and he told me about the idea from Jay and everything. And so we went and had lunch and kind of talked some details about it. And then they've been working endlessly and tirelessly to get this thing going. And like you said, 2 days from now, we'll be going to Haiti. But I think it's going to be a huge thing for not only this university, but for our team. You know, it's a culture changer. It allows you to kind of connect on a completely different level. You know, I've always told people I learned more about my teammates in that week being in Haiti than, you know, a 4-year period of spending a season with them. And so it's going to be an incredible trip, and I can't wait to go down there with these new brothers of mine.
All right. Questions? If you would, raise your hand. We'll call you on the back there, Daryl.
Mikado, you said it went beyond football, so how many are going?
There are 29 student-athletes going, and 7 outside of that, whether it be staff, a couple students. And so there's going to be a group of 36. We got 15 football, 12 volleyball, 1 soccer, and 1 equestrian rider as far as student athletes go. It started out with just a couple volleyball players that wanted to go, and I didn't, you know, I don't want to say no if it's something that's on their heart. And then next thing you know, that number grew to 12. But thankfully, we have one of our female staff who's going, who kind of oversees a lot over on that side. And she's going to do a great job with them.
Over here to the left, Cease.
Trevor, was it the same organization you went with? And is it a week this time? And is it the kids that grab your heart over there or just the people or just, you know, what sticks out most when you talk about interaction?
Yeah, so we are partnering with the same group, Mission of Hope, down there in Haiti. And they have a campus down there. And that was home base for us. And that will be home base for us this week as well. We will spend a week down there. And you know, we'll do things there on campus with, they have a school and an infirmary, and so hopefully we'll get the opportunity to kind of speak into those kids' lives. But then they'll also send us out to surrounding villages, and we'll do service projects, really whatever they have for us. And that can look, you know, a different however you look at it. We were painting some days, digging trenches other days, just really whatever they have for us. But the people of Haiti, it's an eye-opener. You know, here in America, we kind of are in a little bubble. And I said earlier, kind of it's a perspective changer because those people have nothing. It's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and they're so content with life, though. I remember one story. I was on a bus, and one of my teammates was asking one of our translators, he's like, you know, do you realize, like, what all we have in America? You know, everybody has cars, things like that. And the guy was, you know, our translator was kind of baffled by the questions and everything. And he said, well, I'm rich. And so we wanted to know more. And we said, well, what makes you rich? And he said, well, I have God and that's all I need. And so it's pretty cool. You know, they're living in houses built of sticks and tarps and have to walk miles just to get water to drink. But they're so content with life and they're so joyous. And that rubs off on you. At first, you kind of feel, you know, like you have too much. You kind of feel guilty, but it's not about feeling guilty. It's about taking what God has given you and making the most of it. So it really is a cool deal.
And herein they have, you know, the average family lives on $2 a day. 66%, two-thirds of their population is unemployed. 37% are less than 14 years of age. And so you just kind of, a lot of people are going, some are going to school, but many aren't going to school. And again, like Trevor said, just content with what they have. They may look like on the outside a group of people or an island who has nothing, but you ask them and they feel like they have everything. And so we're just going to partner with them.
Down front, Brent.
Trevor, when you say you learned more about some of your teammates in that week than over 4 years, what's maybe one or two examples of that stick out in your mind?
Well, I think the first thing is you just get to serve with them. You know, you get to get out of, you know, all this lavish life and, you know, everything's kind of given to you here. And you get to go and get your hands dirty and be in the hot sun and break down walls. You don't have your phone for a week, so you're just out there serving. And it turns into a whole lot of fun. You know, you get to laugh and have conversations when the situations really aren't that fun. You know, it's really hot, you're sweating and everything, but you make the most of it. And then during the nighttime, when you're just sitting around with your group, you know, you're not serving or anything like that, you're not out, you're just with your group of guys, you get to have those one-on-one conversations that, you know, you learn about their life, not about who they are as a football player, but where they came from and who they are as a man.
Other questions? Back there, Colin?
Trevor, in the past when you've gone to Haiti at OU and then you've come back during the season, do you guys ever talk again about kind of, you know, what happened in Haiti? Do you ever kind of, like, maybe during the season, maybe things aren't going so well? And think, hey, guys, think back to when we were here, what we all learned. Is that something you guys, or that you've done in the past?
Definitely. Yeah, there's I can remember specific nights on the beach in Haiti with groups of guys, you know, talking about the future, praying over the next season and things like that. And it's powerful. You know, we set goals in Haiti, and, you know, this is the platform. We make a platform, and that's what we can lean on each other. Because now we've, like I said, we've served with one another. We've been kind of through some harsh elements with one another, and that's something to lean on, you know. And whenever you have a closer bond with individuals, it's a lot easier to lean on them in hard times. And like I said, you get to know those guys so well in a matter of a week that it provides that that support system for you.
We're really excited. We have a great, influential group of guys from our locker room going, guys who are going to be on the field playing a lot, but on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be really exciting just to, again, like Trevor said, get people out of their element and just really build with them and just kind of see the broad picture of where they're coming from. But these are guys who are playing on Saturdays, making an impact on our team on the field, and we're excited to see that camaraderie and that unity just to come together with some seamless unity and to watch our locker room change as well.
Go to the back there, Daryl. Lee, I apologize calling you Colin.
Mercado, can you talk about, or can you give us a list of the guys that are going, the football guys that are going, or maybe all the participants that are going, if you can remember it. I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, it'd be tough to rattle off a list.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mercado, if you'd like, I can get with you. And
yeah, but I can, you know, I can share it. I mean, it's no secret. Trevor and Jake Hubenak are going, quarterbacks. Jermaine Illuminor, Coda Martin, Josh Reynolds. We've got Miles Garrett, Deshaun Hall, Dalen Mack, Reggie Chavis, Sean Washington, Atar Alaka. I'm missing a few, but those are some of the real influential guys that are on the field. Then we have some of our other guys who are just solid guys, Austin Fry, Grant Gustafson, Jansen Moore. We have a good group going.
And we'll follow up and get you a complete list. Right here.
Mikado, did you guys have to do some fundraising to make this thing happen? How did that part play out?
We did. All the funding's been done through Mission of Hope. They're a 501c3 nonprofit. And, you know, everyone sent out letters to family and friends, and everyone was responsible for raising money. Even the staff people who are going, you know, we got in on the fundraising part, and so just approach people who have a heart to give. And, again, all the money was funneled through Mission of Hope. And so it's considered a charitable donation, and we did. We had a number that we needed to meet, and we're really, really thankful that we met that number. And so everyone's good to go.
Any other questions?
Thanks to everyone who supported the trip.
And back there, Daryl.
Mikado, did you run into any kind of issues about getting guys over there passport-wise? Or, I mean, have you run into any kind of hurdles?
No, other than just a few being a little bit of a straggler getting their passport, but nope, they've all come in. All the passports are in, and now just the guys and gals' responsibility is to make sure they have them Wednesday morning when we leave.
That front here, true.
Hey, Trevor, why is it important for young people to do something like this?
Like I said before, it's a perspective changer. It's a unique opportunity in life that you may not ever get again, and to go and serve in another country, I think it opens your eyes to a whole lot of things moving forward. It creates a foundation in Christ and in brotherhood that can propel you into the rest of your life. You know, one reason I love playing sports and I love the idea of sports is it's because it's a parallel to life. You know, you're going to go through the ups and downs, but, you know, you got to press on through and you got to overcome adversity to be successful. And when you have a solid foundation with people around you and in Christ, I think you can get through that. And something like Haiti and going to Haiti and seeing what it's like there can certainly help set that foundation.
To the back here, Courtney.
Trevor, you mentioned that you had gone several years in a row with the same organization. So I was just curious if perhaps maybe you sponsored a kid over there, or if the several years that you returned, if maybe there's a child or someone that you had helped in the past recognize you again and what that was like, or perhaps just share one of those stories.
Right. Yeah, there is a lot of kiddos over there that are still at Mission of Hope going to school or come back when we come into town that you get to see again. And it's fun to see how they've grown up and what's happened in their life over a year. One specific story, one of our translators, his name is Del Monte, and he had the opportunity through I believe it was a professional soccer player that went and served at Mission of Hope to come over to the United States and try out for a college team, and he made the team. And so he's in Arizona now at a small school playing soccer and kind of living his dream there. And one of our teammates from OU, a basketball player by the name of Tyler Neal, brought Del Monte to Norman one time, and we got to go out to dinner with him, and he was just blown away because, you know, we all pull up in our separate cars, and he said, "You guys all have cars?" And so we're like, "Yeah, man, that's how it is over here." But it was cool. He, you know, we went to serve and hang out with him in his country, and then he got to spend an afternoon with us there in Norman. So little things like that. And then they all have Facebook over there. I don't know where they plug their phones in or anything like that. I'm not sure, but they all have their little phones and get on Facebook, so they're constantly adding you and liking all your stuff on there. So we do keep in contact with some of them, and it's fun to see how they kind of progress throughout the years.
Down front, to the left, Zach.
Mikado, is this kind of the first of its kind for you, at least at Texas A&M? Is this something you guys will be definitely looking forward to in the future to keep doing something like this?
Yeah, it is my first time going to Haiti. Not my first mission trip, and I think it is the first, as far as I know, one of the first that has happened here through athletics, not sponsored by athletics, but through athletics and having a lot of athletes going. Absolutely. You know, it's something to build upon. But the most important trip is not the one next year. It's this one. And so we're really excited just about this opportunity. We're believing that there are going to be greater opportunities in the future to take more of our student athletes. But this one is the most important trip. And so, hopefully it'll be something that grows. But this is going to be pretty special, this one here.
to the back. Daryl and Lee, we'll stay in the back.
Trevor, when you decided to come to A&M and you heard about this, did this just kind of like cement the fact that you made the right decision?
It was definitely one of the things. You know, like I said, it was the week I got here. I believe it was like the third day I was on campus. I got the call from Mikado, and that's just like a, like you said, a solidifier. It's like, man, I'm in the right place. You know, pick up right where I left off. You know, with the comfort level and everything like that from Norman. And so, yeah, it was a pretty special deal to get that phone call and to have this happening in. Because I called back up to Norman, you know, when I decided to leave. And I said, regardless, I'm going on the Haiti trip. You know, this is my last year to be able to go. I'm going. And now, you know, we're going to get to meet up within there and overlap a few days. So it's going to be sweet.
To the left there, Lee.
Trevor, as far as you know, has any of your current teammates gone on a trip like this before?
I know a few that have been on mission trips. None have that I've spoken to have been to Haiti, but a few that have been on trips like this before.
Some of the guys that have never done anything like this, do they ask you questions all the time about what to expect out there and kind of how to prepare themselves for it?
Yeah, a few of them have come up to me and just kind of asked, you know, the typical questions of, you know, what do I expect, things like that. And there's, you know, a little nervousness that comes with it. I mean, you're traveling to a different country and, you know, sacrificing a week of your 3-week summer to go and serve. But, you know, I just keep telling them, just believe in it. Just believe in what we're about to do, and it's gonna impact your life one way or another.